Opposition leader Angus Taylor has vowed to win back the voters the coalition is losing to One Nation. Last weekend, One Nation claimed a historic by-election win in the New South Wales seat of Ferrer, ending the 77-year-old hold on the seat by the coalition. Mr. Taylor used his budget reply speech this week to outline the coalition's immigration policies, promising the biggest cut to migration in Australia's history. The plan includes linking migration to housing completions, reinstating temporary protection visas, and barring non-citizens, including permanent residents, from accessing 17 types of welfare payments. The policies have been strongly criticized by migrants and advocates, particularly those from the Chinese and Indian communities who choose to be permanent residents because dual citizenship is not recognized by their birth countries. They have called the policies unfair and divisive. Mr. Taylor tells SBS News exemptions would apply in compassionate circumstances, but that permanent residents need to make a choice.
Our very generous welfare safety net should be for Australian citizens. This will all be grandfathered, by the way. So when people come to this country and they don't want to give up their citizenship of another country, that's a choice they make. But there are consequences in choices too, and that will be clear and upfront to people if they want to come to Australia.